Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, welcoming you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live, on the air, and online right now, so you can be a part of the broadcast. If you have a question or need direction for the troublesome issues of real life, we invite you to call now. The number, 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC. Or the full number, 844-322-2742. This is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. This is a great week to kind of step back and reflect on all the blessings that you have in Christ Jesus. And that's what we're doing this week on Basic Gospel, just sharing our favorite Bible passages on thankfulness, sharing other passages that produce thankfulness in our hearts. Just a time to step back and say thank you. So yesterday we asked if you have a favorite verse on thankfulness or a favorite verse in the Bible. Please call and share that with us. We would love to hear your comments and what your favorite verse is. Matter of fact, Cindy called us overnight and shared her favorite verse with us. So let's take a listen.
Hi, my name is Cindy, and I was just calling in to share my favorite Bible verse with you. And it is Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And it reads as follows. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And I really love this verse because it doesn't say that some things work together for good. It says all things. The word says all things work together for good. Thank you.
Well, Cindy, thanks for calling us. I love that verse as well. And it seems like, you know, regardless of the circumstance, regardless of what a person is going through in life, that really undergirds us through all things, doesn't it? God's promise, God's faithfulness to deliver on that promise. It doesn't matter what the world throws at us. You know, God is big enough. He's bigger than any problem or any circumstance that we're going to go through in life. And he is able to take those circumstances and work them together for our good. Now, some people would say he's the cause of those. He brings circumstances in your life to test you. And, you know, the fact of the matter, we just live in a world that's filled with trials and tribulations, with these external pressures that tempt us and try to move us away from our walk with Christ. And sometimes we give in to those things, but God is bigger than those circumstances, and he uses those and works them together for our good. And that is such a wonderful promise. That's a promise to build your life upon, and that's a promise that really gives substance to a verse that a lot of times we scratch our heads over, and it's a verse that most of us know. It's in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Someone shared it yesterday on yesterday's broadcast, and it's simply this: in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Well, Romans 8:28 is one of those promises that enables us to give thanks in all things.
Yes.
And we want to take a look at some other passages today that can bring about that thankfulness in our heart. And what I want to do is offer you this wonderful little resource that we have. It's called Your Identity in Christ. And we preface this just on the opening page with that verse: in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. And these are 42 passages that will enable you to give thanks in all circumstances. And it doesn't matter if the circumstance is wonderful for you, if you're just, you know, as happy as you've ever been, or if you're as low can be. Mm-hmm. All of these passages can work in your heart and bring you to a point of saying, Lord Jesus, I thank you. One of my favorites in this is a passage about forgiveness. John wrote in his first letter in chapter 2, verse 12, he said, my little children, I write to you because your sins have been forgiven on account of his name.
Yeah.
So that's a declaration of truth. If you're in Christ, you have forgiveness of sins. In him you have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. So it's not something that you're going to get more of, or that the next time you sin you're going to have to get more in the tank to move you forward. It just simply says that you have forgiveness, that your sins have been forgiven on account of his name. So that's true regardless of what you're going through right now. And that's something that you can step back and say, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that right now in the midst of the yuck that I'm going through,
yeah.
in the midst of the yuck that's going on in my head, in the midst of all the things that are going around me, I'm still forgiven. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And there's so many other passages like that in the Word of God, isn't there,
yeah,
Richard?
Yeah, what this stuff does for me is that, you know, there was a time when I thought I was responsible for the foundation for my house. And these things would happen, whether I was at fault or whether they were done to me is immaterial. They would happen, and the foundation would start eroding away, and then I was worried about the house falling down. And when I began to understand things like, in Christ, I am a forgiven person, and the foundation was not me at all. The foundation is Jesus. That foundation can never be washed away, regardless of what's going on top. In fact, you could lose your house. You could lose your car. You could lose your health. It doesn't matter. Jesus is the foundation. You're still a forgiven person. You're still a child of the living God. What else is there to be thankful for, right? We could lose absolutely everything or gain absolutely everything this world has to offer, and the foundation is still the same. I'm still dependent upon Jesus Christ. And when I read these passages, I keep going back to Romans 8. There are just statement after statement after statement after statement in that whole chapter, because it's a summation chapter for all of the stuff that Paul's been talking about. And I regularly go back and just read it, just to read it, because there's so much stuff there. There's no condemnation. We can't be separated from the love of God. All things work together for good. I belong to Christ because I have the Spirit. And if I didn't have the Spirit, I wouldn't belong to Christ. So quit worrying about it. You have the Spirit now. You know, those kinds of things. The whole earth groans, waiting for God to reveal what's going to come at the end. Those things literally calm me down and set my feet on the rock, who is Jesus.
Yes, indeed. Well, Joshua wrote to us on Facebook and said Romans 8:15 is one of his favorite passages, and it reads this: "For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father."
Yeah.
And that's true of you right now.
Right now.
If you've been born again by the Spirit of God, that you've been born again and have been declared a child of God, this is true of you right now, right this very moment. You are a forgiven person right this very moment. You are righteous in the sight of God right this very moment. And so, as I said, regardless of what's going on around you, this is true of you.
Yes.
Right now.
Right now.
So this is the substance of that verse: give thanks in all things, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. And if you would like to copy, like a copy of this wonderful resource called Your Identity in Christ, go ahead and call the number now, 844-322-2742. That's 844-322-2742, and ask Billy to send you a copy of this wonderful resource. It's free for the asking.
Yes.
Your Identity in Christ, 42 passages that will overflow your heart with thankfulness for the grace of God that's been poured out upon you in Christ Jesus. Well, this is Basic Gospel. I'm Bob Christopher, along with Richard Pfeiffer. We welcome you as well. If you have a question or a problem situation that you would like to discuss on today's broadcast, go ahead and call right now, 844-322-2742. We also have another resource we want to make available to you. It's called Hard Passages. Richard and I take a look at 20 of the most difficult passages in the Word of God. We give solid, grace-based answers. And for many, when you get an answer to one of those passages, everything starts to fall into place. Passages like Hebrews 6:4-6, or Hebrews 10:26, or 1 John 1:9, just to name a few. And we cover all three of those in this particular series. Those really make you scratch your head and wonder if you're forgiven, if you need to get more forgiveness, if you're secure in Christ, if you can lose your salvation. And those can fuel all kinds of doubts that are already, you know, swirling around in that head. So we want to cut through all of that confusion and bring you to that point of clarity and deep conviction that nothing can separate you from the love of God that is yours in Christ Jesus. So go to basicgospel.net, click the donate button, follow all the instructions when that next window pops up. And then as you work your way through the form, please request your copy of Hard Passages. If you like to share your faith or minister through home Bible studies or Sunday school classes, I guarantee you're getting asked a lot of these questions. This would be a great resource for you as well. Hard Passages, it's yours for a contribution this month, The Basic Gospel. Just go to basicgospel.net, click the donate button, and follow all of the instructions, and we'll get Hard Passages to you as quickly as we can. Ryan wrote to us from Canada, and he has a question about the New Covenant versus the Old Covenant. And there's a passage in Hebrews 6 that talks about, that God made an oath, and based on these two unchangeable things, it gives us the assurance that this new covenant is valid and guaranteed for us. So explain that to us a little bit, Richard. What does it mean that, you know, God could find no one greater, so he swore an oath and these two unchangeable things that guarantee this new covenant for us?
Okay. So God made a promise to Abraham, and that promise was that through his seed, the whole earth would be blessed, the whole world. Well, that seed is Jesus Christ. And that promise is still being fulfilled. In fact, you know, Paul talks about in Galatians that the law cannot supersede the promise. The promise is the key point in the Old Testament. The Messiah is coming. And so God's promise cannot be abrogated. He's not going to go back on it. And unlike the Mosaic covenant, where God made the covenant with the people between he and the children of Israel through Moses, we don't have to go through a Moses anymore. We have Jesus Christ himself, who is God. So God swore by himself, because there's no one greater, there's no thing greater. And so we've got God himself saying, I promised it, I brought Jesus to bear, and now, because of that promise and its ongoing fulfillment, I'm guaranteeing you that in me you have rest. In me, you have salvation. In me, you have an anchor for your soul. And that's one of those statements that if we stop trying to understand it in human terms and look at it and saying, the God of the universe, the infinitely powerful, infinitely knowing God of the universe, said to himself, I am not going to let these people fail. If they will trust me, I will bring them through to the end. That's a promise you can literally bet your life on.
Yes, indeed. So there's the old covenant that God made with the people of Israel.
Yes.
And it was bilateral in nature.
Yes.
So there were conditions on both sides. And so they came together to ratify that covenant. Moses actually shed blood and sprinkled it on all the things. And that was the people saying, all that you have commanded, we will do. But it was bilateral. It was a two-way contract, so to speak. So God said he would do some things if the people would do some things. And so the people never really followed through on their end of the bargain.
Yes.
So instead of blessings, they experience curses. But in this new covenant, it is unilateral. It is one way. It is a one-directional covenant from God to us. And so the only thing that we can give back to God is our praise and our appreciation and our thankfulness. And that's really the conclusion the writer of Hebrews gives. in chapter 13, that we offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That's what needs to be on these lips of ours, the sacrifice of praise for this new covenant that he guaranteed both by his person and by his oath. Yeah. So he made the covenant, and then he swore an oath declaring it to be true and to be valid. And why did he do that? To show us how much it's guaranteed. Yeah. That we can count on it. You go and buy a car, they'll warranty the car, and the guarantee is only good for a certain amount of things and for a certain period of time. And then after one or the other expires, the covenant is or the warranty is no longer guaranteed for you.
Yeah.
You can't tap into it. It's just a piece of paper. Well, that's not true with God. God is eternal. So his covenant that he has brought into being through the death of Jesus is eternal. And so the promises that he's delivered through that new covenant are eternal. So the fact that he remembers our sins no more, that's an eternal promise. Mm-hmm. That's eternally guaranteed by the blood of Jesus Christ, by the oath that God made, by God himself. And so if it rests on his shoulders, then it's really good news, isn't it?
It probably is. I like that you brought up automobile
warranties,
because there is a whole industry out there that is predicated on the fact that those warranties run out, and if you will pay them a bit of money every year, they will extend those warranties. And that makes pretty good business sense in certain cases. Well, we in Christianity tend to treat God that way. We say, oh, we've been saved by grace alone, through faith alone. Isn't that wonderful? But the day you mess up, you need to buy some more insurance. You need to spend some money, spend some time getting a further warranty, because the one God gave you just wasn't any good.
I know.
What does that say about God?
Really?
Why would we waste our time with a God who makes this kind of claim and then can't follow through? That's not a God. Yeah. That's me.
Yeah. And a lot of us, we think in such human terms.
Yeah.
You know, so, hey, somebody does their part, then we have to do our part. So we bring that over into our theology.
Yeah.
And so we kind of look at this new covenant as a warranty. And this by grace through faith in Jesus, God's done his part.
Yeah.
And now what's our part? Well, forget about our part.
Uh-huh.
Let's just realize that it's his part from start to finish. It's unilateral, one way, from God to us through Jesus. That's how it works.
Yeah.
So, we couldn't put faith, hope, and love in our heart. God had to do that, and he did it in Christ. We couldn't become his people just by our good works, our human effort. So God just declared us so in Christ. We couldn't get to know God. We can't see him. He's out there, as the philosophers in Athens said, to an unknown God. So if we're going to know God, that has to come from him to us.
Yes.
He has to open up that door. He has to reveal himself. And guess what? He did it in Christ. That was his choosing. That was his blessing, and he guaranteed that by this oath. So that's what this passage in Hebrews is saying, that this new covenant rests entirely on the shoulders of God from start to finish.
Yes.
That's why we can rest. That's why we can take this big sigh of relief. That's why we can say thank you eternally to God for what he's done for us in Jesus.
Yeah.
So, Ryan, awesome. We hope that helps, and hope that clears up any confusion that you might have on that particular passage. 844-322-2742 is the number. I'm Bob Christopher along with Richard Pfeiffer. We would love to hear from you in the few minutes we have remaining. 844-322-2742. Had a great email question on evangelism, didn't we?
Yes, we did. But I want to ask another one first, because it goes right along with what we've been talking about. Veronica wrote in and says, what does it mean that we are complete in Christ? I have heard it said many times, but have never heard it explained. What does it mean to be complete in Christ?
Well, it means to be made whole, to be filled out to our full measure. We come into this world and we're spiritual beings, we're soulish beings, we're physical beings. That's what makes up a human being. We're not just one aspect. We're not just physical entities. We have emotions, we have feelings, we have decisions that we make. That's part of the soul. And then we have spiritual needs. Well, on the spiritual level, sin kind of robbed us of that spiritual yes. life that Adam and Eve had. When Adam and Eve ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they died. That's exactly what God said would happen, and that's exactly what did happen. They died spiritually. And so all of us come into this world in that same condition, dead spiritually. And that's why we feel like at times something's missing, that we have a hole in our heart, that we're just empty inside, that we're just not quite right.
Yeah.
And then we hear this gospel of Jesus Christ, and we hear about his death, his burial, his resurrection, and something happens inside of us. The Bible says we're regenerated, we're born again of the Spirit. So our spirits come to life. And then Jesus comes to take up residence in us. So now we're complete. We're
yes.
exactly the way God designed and created us to be, complete human beings, alive spiritually, soulishly, and bodily. One day you are going to get new bodies that are imperishable, immortal, and this salvation will be complete. But right now we're experiencing that completeness spiritually.
Yes.
So we've been made whole or complete in Christ Jesus. So Paul would say in Ephesians chapter 1, we've been given every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. Peter would say we've been given everything that we need for life and godliness. So when, you know, you have a baby, when a woman gives birth to a child, you look and there's five fingers on each hand, five toes, a nose, two eyes, two ears, and you say, hey, he's complete. There's nothing more that this little baby needs.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing. All the essentials are there. It's the same for us spiritually. We have everything we need for life and godliness because of the work of Christ Jesus. So we don't have to search anymore. We don't have to try to find something else that will fill that hole in the heart. It's filled.
And
it's filled with new life, and it's filled with the life of Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
So in Christ, you are complete.
Yes.
You have been made full in him. And boy, is that good news.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Sure is.
Well, Richard, this has just flown by.
Yeah.
And we were talking at the top of the program about this resource, Your Identity in Christ. We want to give it to you free of charge. 42 verses that will overflow your heart with thankfulness. And this is a wonderful season to be
yeah.
thankful for all the blessings yeah. that we have in Christ.
I encourage people to get this and don't just blow through it. Okay,
yeah.
I've read 42 verses. Let them sink in a
right.
little bit.
Well, this is one of the resources I use in personal counseling. So
yeah.
somebody comes in, they have a problem. The problem is overwhelming. Their feelings are just out of sort. And I'll sit down and we'll work through passage after passage. And I say, now, is this true of you right now?
Yeah.
Are your sins forgiven right now? Well, yes, they are. Well, then let's say thank you to God for that. Are you righteous in the sight of God right now? Then let's say thank you. And boy, just that act of faith of saying thank you for the blessings that you have in Christ does a wonderful work inside of a person's heart and soul and helps them see their problem in a completely different light.
Yeah.
So these are powerful passages that speak directly to the heart. Order your copy today by calling 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. Well, Richard, this has been a great broadcast.
Yeah.
Thanks for your keen insights today. Now for the entire Basic Gospel team, so long from Louisville, Texas. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. God bless.